race of men that built America without the ironclad resolve of our ancestors. There would be no America. We are heirs to an expansive and continental homeland purchased with immeasurable sacrifice. The most natural of human truths, the pride of one's home, the instinct of who he is. Nationalism is natural. Patriotism is inevitable.
The Patriot Front Group is on the march. And everybody with half a brain or more knows that the Patriot Front are just a bunch of feds. And it's obvious because, of course, they're all wearing masks so that they can't be identified, and they rolled off of a U-Haul truck, or multiple U-Haul trucks. They just unloaded out of the back of the trucks. And this is, of course, wildly illegal to drive around town with a bunch of people in the back of your Utah truck. But the Patriot Front Group, of course, gets a police escort as they march through, you know, anywhere. I think they were in Tennessee last. They march through, they get a police escort, and the reason they use a U-Haul truck is so that nobody can track the vehicles that the individuals return to. So they go back to the U-Haul, and then the U-Haul gets, you know, turned in because it was a rental. And of course the FBI could find out who it is if they wanted to, but it turns out it's them. It's themselves. And all these Patriot Front people are FBI assets or undercover FBI agents themselves. And it's, again, it's easy to tell because they wear masks. They have matching uniforms, usually khakis and a blue shirt. And then they roll around with sometimes American flags, sometimes the colonial flags. And every once in a while, they'll roll out Nazi flags. Now, what you need to understand, because you know these are feds, all of us do, but the left doesn't. And this is what you need to understand about this. Understand that it's all theater. Of course it's theater. Elections are theater. And this Patriot Front group, this is not intended for you to believe that it's a legitimate group. It's intended for the left. The real goal of this group is to scare leftists into making sure they go out and vote because they think, quote, Trump will destroy democracy. That's what this is. This is theater to get people to vote who otherwise may not vote because they're very apathetic about Joe Biden. That's all this is. So the Patriot Front group is not supposed to be convincing to you. I mean, you know they're a bunch of feds, and the feds know that you know they're a bunch of feds. But the feds also know that the left are too stupid to know that it's all theater, and thus leftists will be, you know, convinced, oh my God, we're all under threat. Look at these marching patriots waving flags. And then they'll go out and vote for Biden. So that's what this is. Now, if the polls don't show Biden rising enough, which they probably won't, because, you know, he's a walking disaster, the feds will pull off some kind of a violent false flag event, and they will blame it on Trump. In fact, Joe Biden recently hinted at this in the George Stephanopoulos interview. He said that, well, Stephanopoulos said, I've never seen a president reelected that had a 36% approval rating. And Joe Biden said, well, I don't believe that it's 36%. That's not real. Those are fake polls. And then he said, besides, those polls don't reflect how Trump is about to be challenged. Or, so, you know, something like that. I'm paraphrasing. But it sounded like Joe Biden was saying there's going to be a false flag that implicates Trump. And the Gateway Pundit did a story on that. And frankly, their assessment seems correct. It looks like the Democrats are getting ready to do a big false flag operation. They're going to use the Patriot Front group to carry out the false flag. They're going to blame it all on Trump. They're going to have a narrative, you know, like they've done in the past, where they've rolled out marching groups and then they would stage some kind of a killing where, you know, a car would run over one of the left-wing protesters. And then the whole media would say it's Trump's fault. And, you know, Trump said they were very fine people, which is all a lie. So this is likely what's coming. And you need to be psychologically ready for it. Because whatever this false flag event is, it's going to be... I mean, look, the most likely way they're going to pull this off is the way they've done a lot of mass shootings before. Is they go out and they kill a bunch of people and then they drag them into a staged scene of some kind. Okay? They did this at the Christchurch mass shooting. Was that New Zealand a few years back? I think so. And several school shootings in the U.S. have been done the same way. So they'll kill some children or they'll kill some innocent victims. They'll drag them into a building and then they'll set up an MK Ultra, you know, patsy to go through who's been totally brainwashed and drugged up. And he'll have a first person view camera rolling and he'll go through as if he's carrying out a shooting. And then they'll just use CG to add the bullets later. And this is the weird thing about the Christchurch shooting, which was every room they went into, the people were already dead. I mean, the shooter. And it was supposed to be a real-time mass shooting, and you weren't allowed to share any videos. You were shut down if you shared any videos. Why? Because the video was obviously a fake. Obviously a fake. Every room the guy would burst into, almost everybody was already dead, piled into the corner, already shot. So that's the way they're going to probably do this. They're going to shoot up a bunch of people. They're going to drag them into some kind of scene. And then they're going to have some kind of a run-through video. And they're going to say, oh, it's a Trump supporter. And it's all the rhetoric from Trump supporters. And we have to defeat Trump. And we have to ban guns. And we have to stop conservatives. And, you know the usual narratives. And this is going to be designed to be so bloody and just so horrible that it's supposed to give Biden a boost in the election. And that combined with, of course, ballot printing and stuffing is how they plan to rig the election. And by the way, all of this will be convincing to stupid leftists because they're gullible, they're stupid. They all took the jabs. They've been, you know, mentally neutered, lobotomized. They can't discern fiction from reality, which is why they think men can have babies. And so they'll be convinced by this. Oh my God, there's another shooting because of those mean Trump supporters and those gun people. But you and I will know it's totally fake. But of course, you know, that won't matter to the left, and the media will roll out the narrative that it's real and it's Trump's fault. And they might even blame it on Alex Jones, you know? And anybody who questions it will be censored. Oh, you can't question. You can't question the official narrative. You can't say that this was staged. How dare you? And they've set the precedent with Alex Jones and Sandy Hook. Oh, if you question anything, you might be sued for $1 billion. See? They've set the precedent. So a lot of people will tend to be very silent about it. Oh, we better not say anything. Might lose my YouTube channel, you know, that kind of thing. But it's going to be a massive false flag operation. You'll be able to rely on Brightown.com, by the way, to host videos questioning the official narrative. Because Brighteon is a free speech video platform. And that's why it's still censored by Twitter, yes. Which is one of the reasons why we sued Twitter recently over their censorship. But if we try to assess then exactly what kind of false flag operation this is going to be, you have to realize that they engineer these things to have the maximum emotional impact. And how do you have an emotional impact? Well, they have to kill children. And the deep state will kill children. They've done it before, obviously. They'll kill plenty of children, but they have to be able to show them, you know, like, here's all these dead, bloody children, and it's the fault of Trump. So how are they going to do that? Well, they're going to stage a shooting or maybe explosives or something where are children gathered? Think about it. It's going to be in a school. It's going to be or a daycare center or some kind of a children's amusement park. Remember Disneyland, how they faked the measles outbreak a few years back to push SB 277 in California, the vaccine mandate law? Yeah, they staged a big measles outbreak in Disneyland. Totally fake. But the children are all... it's not safe unless we all have vaccines. And that's how they pushed it through. This is the way the radical left works, this criminal cabal of tyrants. They stage something to achieve an agenda. And this time they want to achieve an outpouring of votes for Joe Biden. How are they going to do that? Again, they're going to have a big emotional impact false flag event. So yeah, maybe it's the Patriot Front group marching into Disneyland with a bunch of guns and shooting up a bunch of children, or at least that's how it's depicted by the media. Of course, the children will have already been pre-shot and pre-arranged, and the Patriot Front people will just be using, like, simulated munitions, you know, as they're called, simunitions. You know, they'll be firing non-real munitions at already dead children. And, of course, the media will say, oh my God, it's all real. Even though it's theater. And you could already see the scripted speeches. Joe Biden will come out all messed up. He'll say, it's clear Trump's people are a threat to democracy. Look at all the dead children. Yeah, the ones that your deep state murdered and arranged for the false flag, yeah. We're on to you, man. We know exactly how you operate now. We've known for many years, so that's how it's probably going to go down. Something like that. And then if you explain this to libtards, they'll say, well, no, the government would never do that. They're protecting us. They're protecting us from you. Because they don't know how much evil there is in the world. They don't recognize the evil that is in big government. They don't realize what government is capable of doing. And that's one of the reasons why government keeps getting away with it, because the radical left just always underestimates evil. And so they end up supporting evil that, you know, keeps on victimizing people, killing people in order to achieve their goals. Now, that's one scenario, very likely scenario, by the way, but there are others. Of course, they may try to just cancel the whole election. To do that, they would need something bigger, you know, like a nuclear detonation on a U.S. city or something, or a nuclear exchange with Russia, you know, some kind of world war scenario. They may try that, too. I'm sure they have 3 or 4 plans up their sleeves. I mean, these are the same intelligence officials who all said that Hunter Biden's laptop was Russian disinformation. These people sit around and cook up all kinds of schemes and nefarious conspiracies in order to enslave America and stay in power and avoid prosecution for their crimes against America. This is what they do. They are schemers. So they always have plans and backup plans for those plans. They've got different ways to run this operation. And although there are some white hats that will say no or try to stop them, and probably I would say that white hats inside the system have stopped many false flag operations from ever taking place, they can't stop all of them. And also the white hats have been shoved out of a lot of these agencies because the criminal cabal in power doesn't want people in place who, you know, will expose them or stop their agendas. So we're in for quite a ride. In other words, that's the bottom line. Between now and Election Day, you're going to see the most desperate chapter ever in American history. And I have this weird feeling that this time they're going to screw it up. That they're going to try a big false flag operation and they're going to get caught somehow. Caught and exposed. And their whole system is going to crater at that point. And the cabal ends up losing the election and then being prosecuted for attempting to run this, you know, treasonous, violent event, whatever it happens to be. I have this weird feeling that they're so incompetent now that they're going to screw it up and get caught. And wouldn't that be amazing? Because it would finally force a lot of people to rethink history. The whole history of everything they think they know from 9/11 and Oklahoma City and whatever. It's nothing but lies. And if it comes out that the government actually has been running these false flag operations and they get caught and it's undeniable, then that's going to change people's opinion of all this in the same way that the truth about COVID changed people's opinions about vaccines. You realize that over half the population now is opposed to vaccines. That number used to be like 3% before COVID. Now it's way over 50%. And there used to be a lot more trust in the CDC and the FDA and the NIH and so on and Big Pharma. You realize now how strong the anti-Big Pharma voices are I mean, Trump even came out recently and said it's time to start questioning Big Pharma and whether they have dangerous medications that are promoting chronic degenerative disease. Trump said that. And more people are taking aim at Big Pharma. And of course, Fauci's been completely discredited. Only liberal leftists trust the CDC at this point. I mean, things can change dramatically. All it takes is one screw up by the establishment, and the American people will wake up in droves. It's going to be like a mass red pilling type of experience for America. Realizing, hey, you've been living in the Truman Show and it's all been staged and it's all theater. And now, oh my God, you go through this door and there's a whole different world. That's the red pilling moment. That's the mass awakening that's coming for America. So you can contribute to that. Keep your cameras rolling. Film everything. Just like the Patriot Front group was filmed unloading out of the backs of U-Haul trucks. Yeah, somebody was just in a parking lot filming that and they shared it. So film everything, share it online, put it on Brighteon.com, put it on Rumble.com, put it on YouTube if they will allow it there. They'll probably ban everything, but post videos, share intel you have, even if you don't think it's important. Keep on posting it and keep on sharing it, because it may be, there might be something in the frame of your video that you didn't notice, but somebody else will notice that matches up with some other video. So just keep on posting online. Keep on putting it out there. Stay informed. Stay observant. And record everything. And thank you for listening today. Mike Adams here, the Health Ranger. Naturalnews.com. And also, of course, Brighteon.com. God bless America. Let's restore America and make this country free once again. Thank you for listening. I'm Mike Adams here. Take care. All right, here's what we have new and exciting at healthrangerstore.com. And thank you for your support. We have new, completely reformulated stick packs of these drink mixes that are really amazing. Show what's on my desk here. So the first one is the ginger plus elderberry immune support drink mix. These can be dissolved in water or other drinks. They have a good dissolving capability, by the way. And the ingredients are really clean and simple. Now, these are not certified organic, but they are laboratory tested in our lab. And I want to show you, you know, we do heavy metals testing and we do glyphosate testing and so on. But look at the simple ingredients here. Elderberry concentrate powder, elderberry juice flavoring powder, inulin, that's a natural prebiotic fiber, instant ginger concentrate powder, vitamin C that's non-GMO, and then stevia, and that's it. Okay, super simple, and it's real. No artificial colors, no artificial flavors, no garbage in here, no filler, just the simple ingredients that I mentioned there with an excellent taste that's tart. You know, it's got a nice berry flavor, and it's got the non-GMO vitamin C, and it's only sweetened with a little bit of stevia. So I think you'll enjoy that. We also have a tart cherry probiotics drink mix that you can see there on the top of your screen. And we have a collagen joint support with marine collagen, not bovine collagen. So that's available right now as well. And then here's something really exciting. We now have for the first time, nattokinase. This is an enzyme that's very potent. A lot of people have been learning about this in the post-COVID era of, you know, good health and good cardiovascular support and all of that. So check out nattokinase, which is an enzyme that's actually derived from fermented soy, but it's fermented, so it synthesizes new natural molecules and enzymes, and that's how you get nattokinase. We have that available right now at healthrangerstore.com. And then finally, we have these certified organic freeze-dried cranberries in number 10 cans. We have many other fruits and vegetables also that are certified organic, laboratory tested, long-term storage in this format. You can find all of these, including our long-term storable food, Ranger buckets, mini buckets, and mega buckets at healthrangerstore.com. We thank you for your support. Oh, don't forget about Lion's Mane. Yeah, this is relatively new, a few weeks that we've had it in the store. Lion's Mane mushroom capsules, organic Lion's Mane mushroom powder. This is my favorite functional mushroom. This is what I took after nearly severing my finger. And I use lion's mane as part of my
you know, protocol to regrow nerves and tissues and blood vessels and get back the functioning of my own index finger. So that was my introduction to the power of lion's mane. But it can help support your immune function. It's got a lot of other benefits supporting normal neurological function and so on. So check it out at healthrangerstore.com. So thank you for your support at healthrangerstore.com. We need your support in order to continue to build the infrastructure of human freedom. And not only are we working to provide you with healthy, nutritious, clean foods, but also, of course, we have brighteon.io, which is an uncensorable, decentralized free speech platform. But we also have brighteon.ai, and we're about to release a new language model that's trained on truth-based, reality-based content that I just looked at our internal scoring of that model yesterday, and it scores 94 out of 100 in our testing, which asks it questions about medicine, health, history, you know, politics, genders, reality, everything. 94 out of 100. The base models from companies like Microsoft or Mistral or Meta, the base models score about 50 out of 100. And our most recent model was scoring, I think it was 79 out of 100. And now we have a model that scores 94 out of 100. So these models are all available to you for free. Let me bring up the website, brighteon.ai. You can go there. You can download these models. Just enter your email, click register. You can download the language models free of charge and use them locally without charge. And it's like it's just open source language models that we build for you and release to the world. And it's a knowledge base because we've trained it on a tremendous amount of material on nutrition, natural health, gardening, survival skills, you know, food production, off-grid medicine, off-grid living, and so much more. And the way we build those is by investing in the infrastructure with the help of your support at healthrangerstore.com. So enjoy all of our products, enjoy the health benefits and health support that they offer, and feel good about knowing that you're helping to support us as we build the infrastructure for human freedom. Thank you for watching. I'm Mike Adams, the founder of Brighteon.com. Take care.
Your own government has the power to activate a kill switch on all telecommunications, instantly shutting down all private phone calls and texts. An EMP weapon or solar flare can achieve the same result. Rolling blackouts or permanent power outages will also take out the power supply to cell tower antennas, rendering mobile devices all but useless. During these emergencies, how do you stay in touch with the important people in your life anywhere on the planet? The answer is the Bivy Stick at SAT123.com. The Bivy Stick is a two-way satellite text messaging device that uses a satellite constellation, not cell towers, to send and receive text messages. It works anywhere on planet Earth, including in war zones or blackout areas. In unpredictable times, the Bivy Stick helps you stay connected when it matters most. Visit SAT123.com to get one while they're still available.